I do want to say that sometimes women cry, and we don't know why they cry. Okay? A little boy asked his dad, he asked his mother first, he said, "Mother, why are you crying?" And she said, "Well, it's because I'm a woman." And he said, "Well, I don't understand." She said, "You never will." So he went and asked his dad, said, "Dad, why does mother cry sometimes? We don't understand. It seems like no reason." And he said, "Well, it's because she's a woman." And he left it at that. But he grew up and then he asked God, he said, "God, why do women cry? Sometimes it seems like for no reason." And God said, "When I made the woman, she had to be very specially made, with shoulders strong enough to carry the weight of the world, yet gentle enough to give comfort. I gave her an inner strength to endure childbirth and the rejection that many times comes from her children. I gave her a hardness that allows her to keep going when everyone else gives up, and to take care to her family through sickness and fatigue without complaining. I gave her the sensitivity to love her children under any and all circumstances, even when her child has hurt her very badly. I gave her strength to carry her husband through his faults and fashioned her to find his rib to protect his heart, from his rib to protect his heart. I gave her wisdom to know that sometimes there'll be challenges in life, but strength to endure. And finally, I gave her a tear to shed. This is hers exclusively to use whenever it's needed. You see, my son, the beauty of a woman is not in the clothes she wears, the figure that she carries, or the way she combs her hair. The beauty of a woman must be seen in her eyes, because that is the doorway to her heart, the place where her love resides." And so he made a woman and brought her to the man. And it pleased Adam very, very much. "This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She should be called woman because she's taken out of man. And therefore a man will leave his father and mother and will cleave unto his wife, and they twain will be one." We wish for the both of you a storybook life.